This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two.
This is Lock and Load. March the 9th. The major U.S. credit card companies, Visa, MasterCard, and American Express, announced that they were not going to go ahead with implementing a new code that identifies purchases from gun stores as different from purchases from big box or other outdoor stores. And the code, by the way, was never going to be specific. It was always going to be very vague and very broad. It was approved in September 22 by the International Organization of Standardization, which regulates the international protocols by which credit companies abide, and it has been the subject of intense criticism from Republican lawmakers. This was first proposed in 2021 by Amalgamated Bank, a 100-year-old U.S. bank that seeks to be a socially responsible financial services provider. Which I would really just like if banks just did their business and stopped worrying about the overall, you know, social justice nonsense that is so prevalent nowadays. Looking at what's going on with the banks right now, it sort of seems like a pretty good idea. Their CEO is Priscilla Sims Brown, and she said it was unfortunate that an important measure to help law enforcement deter criminal activity and gun violence has been placed on hold. But that's just as the ISO took a few months to come around to the value of the code. She's confident the industry will implement this common sense way of keeping our communities safe. And she had a conversation with Time in December 2022, explaining why she thinks the code would be effective. I have that here. She's asked to explain how you think this will help stop gun violence. She says, I think it will help with the illegal gun purchases, which can lead to gun violence because it is one of many steps in a process to identify illegal activity. There are certain patterns that gun criminals follow. If we can identify those patterns ahead of the actual crime being committed, we may be able to address the illegal purchase prior to the crime. Now, my first question and the question of Time was, what are those patterns? So she says there's a demonstrated pattern, for example, of taking out new credit cards before making a mass amount of purchases. And then there's a pattern of going to multiple stores to make those purchases so that they're not detected by any one store. And then there's a pattern of the crime itself happening fairly frequently after these purchases have been made, within weeks. And that could be true of mass shootings, and that could be also true of gun trafficking, which is a practice of buying guns in one place and transporting them to another place and selling them on the black market. So she's saying that, with the exception of rampage killers, which may very well use credit cards, most criminals are going to be buying with cash because cash is king. Cash is untraceable. So when she goes, and that could be true, she doesn't know. She's making a presumption. So the question is asked about gun traffickers going to a different bunch of stores in, say, New Hampshire, where it's pretty easy to buy a gun and then go to, say, New York to sell them illegally. So she goes, that's right. But then she goes from a gun trafficker to a rampage killer. In the Las Vegas shooting, when those 59 people died, that individual spent $95,000 in gun stores prior to committing that crime. And he did it with new credit cards. And he followed the pattern I've just described. It's also true of the Pulse nightclub murders and several others. Then, she is asked about the former CEO of Visa, Al Kelly, who recently said he didn't think that the ISO classification would work in the way you specify, because people could simply be buying tents or safety devices from gun stores, or the gun department's big stores, it wouldn't necessarily be weapons, and therefore it was not going to be useful. Do you have any comment on that, safety devices? Anytime they want to talk about guns, there has to be the inclusion of a safety device, which I only know of two safety devices for a gun. One, a magazine, don't have one in it, don't have the round in the chamber. Two, don't put your finger in the trigger guard. There's your safeties. She says you're right. It could be something else you bought in the gun department besides guns or ammunition. It could be a vest. We have no way of knowing what you bought. That's all true. However, when you follow a repeated practice of high dollar amounts after taking out a number of new credit cards, I think there would be calls for questions, and those questions could lead to the detection of a crime. So, they decided to talk about Australia for a second. It had a terrible mass shooting of 35 people, and the extremely conservative Prime Minister at the time introduced gun legislation. There were big protests, but now, you know, Australians generally support the suite of regulations, and there have been very few mass shootings in the 30 years since. Is there any piece of that legislation that could be transported to America? So now we're going to go to a banker who doesn't make policy and ask that question. She says, we're in a different place, and I'm gratified to hear from legal gun owners, and I'm gratified to hear from those in law enforcement, because both groups believe in the Second Amendment. Gun owners own guns for either sport or for protection, and they want illegal activity off the street. And she asks, are you a supporter of the Second Amendment? Absolutely, and every other congressional amendment for that matter. So this is a right bestowed upon us. A right bestowed upon us by Congress. So, the next question becomes, gun rights advocates would say the FBI, the NICS, should be enough. If a person is making multiple purchases at gun stores in rapid order, there would be lots of NICS verifications growing through, and therefore someone at the FBI background check should flag it. Do you not agree with that? Well, in fact, that is actually a sort of a point. Now, they constantly miss it. They constantly miss this thing that they're referencing here, which is always entertaining to me. What they constantly miss. We don't need banks in on this one, because banks don't know. I mean, she's admitting to not knowing a lot. When you look at some of the stuff she's not admitting that she doesn't know. And she's asked, we live in an era where businesses and business leaders are being asked by their employees and shareholders to take a position on political issues. How are you managing that cultural shift? And she, you know, gives the usual minutiae about social responsibility. But then she's asked point blank, why are guns in your lane? Let's look at this answer, shall we? I think it really goes to the obligation that I have as a financial services firm to know my customer. There's a KYC rule, know your customer. That's one reason. Another is I think we're obligated to not knowingly finance illegal activity, whether that be gun-related or whether that be human trafficking or whether that be financial crimes or other types like money laundering or fraud. And these are all the things that the Patriot Act was designed after 9/11 to encourage us, in fact, obligate us to address, and that's why I think it's an appropriate conversation. Except it isn't. It is no more appropriate than it is to look at cops and think that they can make a psychological evaluation of somebody. They can't. They can't. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one. And he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. One of the things that we have recently got to see on parade, Matt Taibbi and I can't remember Mr. Sullenberger's first name. Those two guys have been grilled in Congress by the Democrats because they've gotten out there and rolled away from the narrative. Right? And these guys are Democrats themselves, and these guys we can actually call liberals, okay? Because a true liberal stand, you know, they're standing up to the leftists who have taken over because the true liberal wants, they believe in the Constitution. So the liberal Democrats that are out there that call themselves liberal Democrats that are actually leftists, they have to be, we got to call them what they are, which is leftist. The term is misleading to be called a liberal, giving the impression that Democrats support individual freedoms and accept people of different viewpoints. And increasingly we see that they do not. And like all of the things they've done in the language and vernacular theft industry, they have stolen the word liberal and applied it to themselves. Right-leaning, and the problem, here's the problem. A lot of us unknowingly just adopt that. We say, why do they want to ban assault weapons? When we should be saying, why do they want to ban PDWs? We say gun violence when we should just be looking at it as violence. Violence that occurs in a very permissive environment for violence. So we got to get away from that. Now, for the right-leaning publications, they should be calling them leftists. On the other hand, left-leaning newspapers like the Washington Post, the New York Times, they like to use the word liberal to describe their own illiberal political view. It completely obfuscates how Democrats and their media allies have become more extreme. They support censorship, they support authoritarianism, and racial division. Twitter staff who denied conservatives their right to free speech and eagerly complied with the censorship demands from the federal government were described as the Post as milquetoast liberal employees. MSNBC says those pushing the tyranny of wokeness are just naughty-sounding liberal rascals. And if you want to know how they view themselves, you can look at the New York Times, what is this? They reviewed a book recently by Michael Walzer, What Does It Mean to Be a Liberal? And it concludes the word is an adjective describing a state of mind common to people who think of themselves as liberals, open-minded, generous, and tolerant. So just like, you know, our current, you can wake up one day and want to be a woman. Now, you can't wake up and want to be a black woman if you're white, for example, because that's appropriation. But you can be a woman. But here, they're applying to themselves that they can just assign this to themselves, which is almost laughable. Does tolerant describe people who try to cancel those of different views and shout them down and encircle their homes and call them disparaging names? Is it open-minded to try to force people to use so-called preferred pronouns as part of a transgender agenda? Or to block or hide conservative social media accounts? Crisis pregnancy centers have been firebombed. A Christian cake artist in Colorado is still defending his right not to make a cake that celebrates transgenderism. Conservative scholars have been physically attacked on college campuses. And last week, students at Stanford University disrupted a conservative judge's speech with heckling. So it's correct that the dictionary defines liberal as open-minded and broad-minded, but that's hardly the right word for people who do not tolerate conservative views on the COVID-19 policy, on abortion, on climate change, on transgenderism, and much else. And this despite the fact that there's a growing consensus that state-mandated lockdowns don't work, that plying children with cross-sex hormones and cutting off their body parts is bad for their physical and mental health. Even the Times article acknowledges that's the idea anyway, but we live in a world in which the illiberal right and increasingly the left no longer accept difference as legitimate. But the conflation here is a lie. The right isn't pushing for censorship or shutting down campus speakers. And it's not just a few extremists within the ranks, but the leadership of the Democrats who condone intimidation tactics and destruction of property, like Kamala Harris and Chuck Schumer among them. And as they note, the left is increasingly intolerant. Part of why liberal no longer works to describe Democrats is the party's moved lurched, actually, leftward. And including the Wall Street Journal's Peggy Noonan, comedian commentator Bill Maher, and Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders in her State of the Union response. Since at least 2020, Noonan wrote, Democrats have aligned with or allowed themselves to be associated with the identity politics wokeness regime. And it's amazing that we still don't have one word to encapsulate all of that. That regime consists of transgenderism, climate alarmism, and so-called anti-racism. But the Democrats are the party of the left. Progressive pathologies morph into Democratic ideologies, tagging the party as radical. Why do the Democrats allow this to continue? Why don't they push back hard as a party? Bill Maher makes a similar observation. There's that faction of the left that we call woke who's gone off the deep end. And he told CNN's Jake Tapper last week, the woke want to shut down debate, and that's how they differ from his idea of a liberal. The woke love diversity except of ideas. And when asked to define wokeism, he said, I think it's this collection of ideas that are not building on liberalism, but very often undoing it. And interestingly enough, everybody uses the woke to term woke to describe a leftist, but it's too vague of a term. Doesn't quite nail it. Maher says it's broad. And meanwhile, the Merriam-Douglas dictionary says woke is still considered slang and has two definitions, one that a leftist would consider positive and another negative. The first is aware of and actively attentive to important societal facts and issues. And the second, disapproving politically liberal as in matters of racial and social justice, especially in a way that is considered unreasonable or extreme. They're not liberals. Leftist is a better term. And it's usually characterized by desire to reform or overthrow the established order. That's what they are. It also describes those who are breaking down our society with a transgender ideology that erases the boundaries of male versus female, requiring females to compete with biological men who identify as women and to share bathrooms and locker rooms with them. I mean, here's an easy question for everybody to just mull over. Why is it that all of the transgender women are dominating in sports and none of the transgender men, we don't hear about anything about them? Hardly at all. Except that they're people that can have babies. So now men can have babies because they started out as women and they transitioned to being men, but they still have a womb. So now they can have babies. And in the interim, you know, we've got the transgender women being put in women's prisons and then raping women and impregnating them with what? Babies. I'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. Heavy security is in place in New York City in anticipation of former President Trump's possible indictment. The decision from a Manhattan grand jury could come soon after the panel heard testimony today from a defense witness. California's largest school district closed its campuses today. Los Angeles Unified School District Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says a last-ditch effort to negotiate and avoid a strike fell through on Monday.
I believe this strike could have been avoided, but it cannot be avoided without parties at the table.
SEIU Local 99, which represents 30,000 support employees like bus drivers, custodians, and teachers' aides, called for the strike after more than a year of failed contract negotiations. China wants to help bring peace to Ukraine. A foreign ministry spokesman said China's ready to take a constructive role in the process. The U.S. says any such proposal would have to include a complete and unconditional withdrawal of Russian troops. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome back. Now, I talked very briefly yesterday about how right now the president of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, or AMLO, he blames all of the cartel violence on gun shops here in the United States and our lax laws. And Mexico itself is not to blame for the fentanyl crossing over from Mexico, where they received the precursor chemicals to make it from China, and they cook it in Mexico. Most of the fentanyl here should have a little label on it, proudly proclaiming, made in Mexico. Hecho de mano en Mexico. Well, that's sort of delusional. You look, when you look at, and I look at a lot of video of, like the Jalisco cartel that's out there, the new guys that are burst on the scene that are hyper-violent. Those guys, they look like a very well-turned-out military. And they're not carrying some semi-automatic AR-15 that was made by Palmetto State Armory. They're carrying the real deal. They're carrying weapons that are fully automatic. I'm not going to sit here and say, because I don't know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you they're not carrying guns that maybe started out life as semi-automatic and have been converted to fully automatic, because that's doable. It's not legal here in the United States, of course, but it's doable there where everything seems to go. But, that the idea that we're the ones feeling the violence is sort of, it's absurd. Now, on top of that stunningly stupid statement he made, he's made another stunningly stupid statement. He has vowed to meddle against Republicans in upcoming U.S. elections. And it's because of the GOP calling for more aggressive action against drug cartels. He ripped into Republicans and issued a threat that if they don't stop saying things he doesn't like, he will lead an information campaign to ensure the party receives not one vote from Hispanics in the future. And this is some disgraceful rhetoric from the leader of a deeply corrupt, quasi-failed state that lacks operational control and sovereignty over their own territory. They control very little there. Gulcain on Twitter said, Mexico is not free. It's a corrupt narco state, which means this guy is complicit in poisoning Americans with fentanyl. And he stands there saying, your fault. And he said, starting today, we're going to start an information campaign for Mexicans who live and work in the United States and for all Hispanics to inform them of what we are doing in Mexico and how this initiative by the Republicans, in addition to being irresponsible, is an offense against our people of Mexico, a lack of respect for our independence, our sovereignty, and if they do not change their attitude and think they're going to use Mexico for their propaganda, electoral, and political purposes, we're going to call for them not to vote for that party. Because it is interventionist, inhumane, hypocritical, and corrupt. He also added that Mexico would be insisting that not one vote goes to Republicans for Mexicans and Hispanics. And he was responding to calls for action from Republican lawmakers, including military action, to crack down on the continuing smuggling of fentanyl into the United States. Now, right now, according to the gun controllers, based upon CDC data, what is it? Between 35 and 40,000 people die annually due to gun violence, of which two-thirds of that is suicide. Now, between 70,000 and 100,000 Americans die every year due to fentanyl poisoning. And that's an egregious and outrageous number. Much of the poison is being made in China and shipped directly into the U.S. Mexico is the key link in this chain of death, and the Mexican government is unable or unwilling to deal with the problem. Very much so unable. They can't fight them. And here we have AMLO getting out there and pounding his chest like this shortly after the murder of two American citizens by cartels on his soil. That's even more brazen. The cartel turned over the responsible parties and took the extraordinary step of leaving an apology note to the United States and the loved ones of the victims, insisting that the killings were not intentional. It has been reported that the incident involved mistaken identity, but it again underscored how little control Mexico's nominal government has over the international crime syndicates operating with near impunity within their borders. Now, will the Biden administration, which is trying to tack to the center on immigration and crime and energy ahead of an expected re-election campaign, do anything about this? Now, recall that Team Biden supposedly ran out of time at a recent summit with Mexicans, failing to address the border crisis. And it is totally unacceptable for a foreign leader to issue election meddling threats. And it's also quite arrogant for AMLO to assume his would-be propaganda campaign would have its intended effect upon American voters. There's a reason the people of Mexico that leave Mexico and come to the United States come here. It's not because they love him. It's not because, you know, I'm sure they love their home, but they are escaping something. And what they're escaping is his inability to get tamped down and get control of his country. It should be instructive, if you're Hispanic or Mexican, that the reportedly corrupt and soft-on cartel's Mexican leader is angry that one U.S. political party is calling out his government's pathetic performance on an issue that is literally killing tens of thousands of our people and Mexican people. Go check out how many civilians get killed in the crossfire. Not everybody in these towns actually belong to drug cartels. And the drug cartels do not roll in and wantonly kill people unless they are targeted. And then if you become targeted by a drug cartel in Mexico, my honest evaluation of that would be that you get your affairs in order and, you know, make your peace. Because I don't know how you escape that unless you get out of Mexico. Mexican cartels have flourished because Mexican administrations haven't been willing to take them on. The exception was President Felipe Calderon, 2006 to 2012, who wanted to go full bore against the cartels. But America's priorities were elsewhere at that time. And today the cartel's chief enabler is President Andres Manuel López Obrador. When he came to power at the end of 2018, he announced a switch to a policy of hugs, not bullets, and shut down counter-narcotics cooperation with the U.S. Trump came in And he pressured him, and he occasionally engaged in a high-profile operation to create the illusion of cooperation. But all of that was a smokescreen. And in reality, AMLO is unwilling to take action that would seriously challenge the cartels. And he shields them by consistently invoking Mexico's sovereignty to block the U.S. from taking effective action, which means, we might be chasing them and we might be getting up on them. And, you know, all of a sudden, this is Mexico. You can't do that here in Mexico. You can't operate here in Mexico. And this should anger you. No matter what you're, you know, black, white, Mexican, it doesn't matter. If you're here in the United States and you're trying to lead a law-abiding life, this should anger you. Under international law, a government has a duty to ensure that lawless groups don't use its territory to carry out predations against its neighbors. And if a government is unwilling or unable to do so, then the country being harmed has the right to take direct action to eliminate the threat, with or without the host country's approval. And even if AMLO were willing to move against the cartels, Mexico can't do the job itself. 95% of all violent crimes go unpunished in Mexico. Pervasive corruption at every level of the government makes it almost impossible to mount effective law enforcement or military operations without the cartels being tipped off in advance. And they have become potent paramilitary forces with heavily armed mobile units able to stand their ground against the Mexican military. This is not a bunch of, this is not a shipload of, you know, a load of guns going to the gun shop that were meant for you. This is something else altogether, much more organized. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Florida is moving a permitless carry bill through the processes and through the channels, and at some point, it very likely will get in front of a governor, in front of DeSantis, and he will sign it. Unfortunately, and listen, this is not me being compliant. Okay, this is me being understanding of things. If you want to get everything back in place today, then it's going to be a very chaotic road to hoe. Because you're going to have to mount an operation, a military operation, against a government and take it over. And then, you know, somebody's going to have to be in charge at that point once you have taken over a government. And then they're going to have to bring peace back to the region. It's not as simple as it all sounds. It's not getting out there and making demands here, left, right, and center. It just doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. And in most cases, what has happened in all governments is incrementalism. Incrementally, we've lost a lot of rights because we haven't paid attention. You know, there's been... back in certain days when there was only three networks, you know, all that other stuff. Back in the old days in the 60s and the 70s, the media was pretty much leftist too. But they were not overtly propagandists at the time. They definitely would show their colors from time to time. But they were not pushing an agenda, so to speak. So the debate over the Florida permitless carry bill isn't just taking place inside the State House in Tallahassee. Gabrielle Giffords visited the state over the weekend trying to drum up opposition to the legislation, while a few Second Amendment activists decided to show up at the home of Representative Chuck Brannon, who's the chief sponsor for the permitless carry bill in the House. Now, listen to me when I tell you this. It is never okay to do that. If you show up at my home and jump out and confront me in any way, shape, or form, you're not going to have a whole lot of time to say, well, you know, I mostly agree with everything, because I'm going to be looking at you as a hostile. So I'm not going to be listening to you. I'm going to be watching you. And no matter what you say, or no matter what you do, this extreme action that you have undertaken, which is to come and confront me at my home, is going to be dominating my thought pattern. Many 2A activists in the state have been lobbying to get HB 543 and its Senate companion amended to include open carry. And they argue that the current legislation doesn't go far enough to be called a true permitless carry bill, and objecting to the fact that Florida would still be one of just three states that banned the open carrying of firearms altogether. I get it. It's silly. I do get it. And the other two that object to it, like New York, you know, who wants to be in their company? I get it. I understand it. However, we got to go back to incrementalism. You got to remember one thing about politicians, like the Speaker of the House and the Majority Leader in the Senate of Florida. They don't want permitless carry. They're going to go along with it, but they don't want it. They don't want it. And in some cases, they might be looking for a reason just to squash it. And this is where you got to get out there and you got to make, you know, you got to make a decision. If you want to see somebody that has really been in some stuff before, some violence, most of the time they're going to be laying back just watching and waiting for something to really happen, not just talking about it, to really happen. Now, on Saturday, Mr. Brandon responded to the activists on the doorstep by threatening to pull the bullet completely. Because we're, you know, what they do have, that's actually a win. That's actually a win. It's not the big win, but a win by 1 point is a win nonetheless. Brandon said, maybe we just pull the whole thing. Then you can all say, hey, we made him mad and we didn't get nothing this year. How about that? Gun rights activist Matt Collins, who was called in committee for open carry legislation, posted the video of Brandon's argument with an activist on YouTube. He said the video was provided to him anonymously. I do not know who filmed this video or who the activist was. Brandon told Florida Politics he was aggravated at the activist for showing up at his door with a flyer attacking his position. And it included a photo altered to make it look like he was shaking Democratic President Joe Biden's hand. Sometimes, less is more. He said, this is total lies. I've never met Joe Biden. I told him I don't appreciate you photoshopping a picture and handing it out to my neighbors. And it was revealed that it was paid for by the Texas-based Young Americans for Liberty. He calls Brandon's legislation a counterfeit carry bill and urges voters to call him and tell him to stop watering down constitutional carry. And Brandon believes the photograph of him had to have been removed from a picture of him shaking hands with a local state attorney. The activist said that she and others are really just trying to protect the freedoms of Americans and restore the liberties. Brandon replied, not by lying, you're not. You hurt the cause. You hurt Republicans. You hurt everybody. You're not doing anybody any good. And if you're going to resort to these falsehoods like doctored pictures in order to make your point, you're sort of losing the debate altogether. Because if it didn't really happen, it's not actually a data point. You got to go in with data points. And the activist told him she believes Republicans are hurting themselves by not going farther with the bill. Brandon said, vote for Democrats then. Who do you want to vote for? Now, I understand his anger and his frustration, because I'm not a big fan of targeting the homes of officials for protests, whether it's an abortion activist outside the residence of a Supreme Court justice or 2A activist showing up at a state representative's house on a Sunday, Saturday afternoon. So I understand Brandon's exasperation, especially if the flyer that was being distributed really did include a doctored photo of him shaking Joe Biden's hand. It's pretty ridiculous to imply that Brandon is doing Biden's bidding by not including open carry in HB 543. And it's not like Biden is in favor of any form of bearing arms in public. So if Brandon was carrying Biden's water, he never would have proposed HB 543 in the first place. Some people are calling Brandon's reply to this to be childish. And, I look at that and I'm like, okay, this is a guy that's supposed to be in charge of policy. He's supposed to be, he's supposed to have an overview of what goes on. Yeah, maybe that was, but then again, I think about the outrage of somebody showing up at your house, because that's a very dangerous thing to do. I talked about this yesterday. When you're a public person, one of the risks you run is somebody showing up at your house. Somebody that shows up at my house, and I don't care, and listen, nothing's going to happen to you immediately. But just be advised that I will be looking at you suspiciously. Somebody that shows up my house because of my YouTube channel or my radio show or my podcast, I'm going to be looking at them. And not in a good way. Because that's sort of shaky. I mean, if you want to get in touch with me and arrange a meeting, we could do that. But if you're just going to take it upon yourself and show up, then I get when somebody might lash out at you. Now, is it valid for gun owners to complain about HB 543 not being as strong as it could be? Yeah, sure. Absolutely it is. But incrementalism, just remember that incrementally we got here slowly. And unless you are willing to go kinetic, it's going to have to be incrementally rolled back. So take the win. There's always another year. And you can. You can take the win and come back in a year and say, look, this didn't change anything here. If nothing, if anything else, crime went down. Let's go for open carry. It's almost like they want to get to a point where they don't have to work anymore, to where they don't have to fight the fight. I see that in a lot of cases. Florida has a Republican supermajority, so Second Amendment activists are right to wonder why so many are willing to keep the open carry law in line with California and Illinois. But incrementalism. That's the only thing I can think of it being. This may have to do a lot with the fact that these guys don't have the will in some cases. And, you know, that's probably a pretty real thing because Republicans are not actually, you know, self-motivating people when they're not campaigning. They're just looking to do what they can do to get by. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.